terms of the regarding the din, they need to have a mechitza, the Beis HaKnesses. The makor of this is found in the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Min Aleph and Ma'alef. The Mishnah says that during the Achanis of Simchas Beis She'eva on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov Rishon Chag, they went down to Ezes Nashim and they're masakin at Tikkun Gadol. They made major changes in the Azara. The Bryce in the Gemara explains that more in depth, it says the background that was going on then, that in the beginning they used to have the men and the women on the same level, and it came to a matzah of Kalas Reish, because that they had open Sha'arim, the gateways were opened between the wall that separated between the men and the women, and it came to a matzah of Kalas Reish, so they had to make some changes, so they built Gezusteris, they built these balconies. They stuck into the walls of the Azara these big beams, and on top of the big beams they put planks, and on the top of, and there, that's where the woman sat. So they had the woman on the top and the men downstairs. And because of this matzav that came to Kalas Reish, they had to make this tikkun and build the gzistres, these balconies. The Gemara asks, how could they make any changes in the structural binyan of the Beis HaMikdash? There's the din of Akol B'Ksav, which means that we cannot make any changes in the binyan of Beis HaMikdash, in the structure of how the Beis HaMikdash is built, without any divine command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Nevi'im, through Nasan HaNavi, our God HaChayza, and without any Nevu'ah from them, we can't make any changes. So why were they able to make any changes in the binyan of Beis HaMikdash and building these balconies to ensure that they shouldn't come to any kilkul? So the Gemara answers, Kro Ashkach V'Darsh. The Bryce explains, it means that since that the separate between the men and the women, they shouldn't come to Kokel. So it's as if you have a pasuk telling us that you could do this and make these changes and build these balconies to put the Nashim there. Now, it has to be that this din, that you have to be mild between the Nashim and the Anashim to prevent in Kokel and Kalas Reish. It must be that it's din daraisa, because if it's merely a din darabanan, then it wouldn't be nechshav akol b'ksav. It wouldn't be like that it's divine coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're allowed to make these changes in the Beis HaMikdash in terms of building into the walls of the Azara and building these balconies. So it must be that it's daraisa, and since it's a din daraisa, and we have to ensure that you shouldn't come to Lidei Kokel, and you have to mild being nashim la'anashim. So that's why they were able to go ahead and build these gezistres in the Azara. And Moshe explains that even before they built these gzisteris, the men and the women were separated by a halachic wall. They had the walls of the nashim there, but since they had these open sha'arim, which the men were able to see to the nashim, which brought the matzav of Kalas Reish, so even though they had halachic mechitza, still that wasn't enough. It wasn't the mechitza that was mineh from Kalas Reish. And that's why they necessitated building the gzistres, these balconies. Moshe explains the Gemara, this is more like the Pashtus, that the din mechitza is not to prevent histaklus. It's not that wasn't the reason for building it. It wasn't to prevent the anashim from seeing the nashim. Rather, the reason for the mechitza for building the gzistres, the balconies, was in order to prevent for Kalas Reish. It brings two rias, two svaras he has, because if it was for histaklus, just to prevent Riya, then they would have built the Beis HaMikdash originally. It would have been part of the original blueprint to build Azar in a way that the men wouldn't see the woman. They knew that they would be able to see from where they were standing onto the other side through the Sharim. So the fact that they didn't build it to begin with in such a manner that to prevent the Riya, it must be that that wasn't a chashash. That wasn't a chashash by them. And later on, when it came to a matzah of a Kalas Reish, when the men and the women were on one level and they were able to see them, and it came to Sicha and some camaraderie, therefore, that's why only later on it came to a matzah that they build the existence of Kalas Reish. Another raya he has, that it's the balconies for Kalas Reish, because, and not for a stakos, because even when they built these balconies on top of the existence, it wasn't Menea Stachlis. It's not brought down anywhere that they had a mechitza or a curtain preventing anybody from seeing up where the lazy was sitting. So it must be that it wasn't because of Vistaklis, because it didn't even tour for that purpose. It didn't help for that. So it must have been that it was merely built for the reason of being Menea Kalas Reish. And he also says that, he says from the Rambam's Mashna, that when the women were on top of the balconies, the men weren't necessarily on directly on bottom, because if they were directly on bottom, Yitaka wouldn't be able to see on top if you're right under the balcony. It's Mashna from the Rambam that they were either even to the sides or further up, and definitely were able to see if you looked up to the balcony. There was nothing stopping the view. So it must be that the reason that they built these gezisteris was merely for the reason of Kalas Reish, and it was a non-issue. It wasn't a chashash by them, the stockless. Now, this that we have to have mechitza is coming from this in the gezisteris, and technically, to have a mechitza, a wall mechitza on the same level at the men are standing, this is learned out from it's a svara that it also helps to minya Kalas Reish, just like if them on the balcony they're separate, they could be separate having a wall. But since the makar from the Gemara is from the Beis Hamikdash where they had balconies, so that's the preferred method. L'chatchila, we should try to have, if we can, a balcony. If that's not available, if it's not possible, then it's also fine to have a wall. But l'chatchila, we should do what's learn from the Gemara, but not learn from Svara. So in terms of the shear for the mechitza, it's not enough for it to be a halachic wall, for it to be considered like a kaisel or mechitza of kol tara kula. Dehainu, even if you have a wall, but if it has openings, even if they're less than the shir lavad, even if you have tiras pesachs and sha'arim, but if they're open or you have holes in it that are very large, then it would not be enough for the mechitza to have an beis haknesses, because such a mechitza is not going to be minyan from kalas reish. It's still going to lead to negiyah v'sicha, which is the idea of Kalas Reish, and it's still considered Murvav and Mamish, Midaraiso. So even in such a case when you have a halachic wall, if it doesn't fulfill the taklis of being Minya Kalas Reish, it won't suffice. There's something that people say of Shir Moshe, it's totally not true. Some set up for Moshe by some people who don't know better that Moshe says you can have Mechitza, Tantvachim. It's totally fake news. Ramosha says in multiple tshuvas to dispel this rumor that a mechitza of 10 tefachim, it does for sure doesn't work. Because we don't need over here a halachic wall. We need a wall that's minea from Kalas Reish, and 10 tefachim won't be minea from Kalas Reish at all. Ramosha says that the shear for a mechitza is like a mechitza goes up to the shoulders, to the kisvayim. If you have a mechitza that goes up to the shoulders, then that'll fulfill the tachas from mechitza. Now Ramosh doesn't explain exactly the svara in that, of why exactly to the shoulders. L'chor, the svara of Ramosh is that if a mechitza that goes up to the shoulders, that's enough that it creates a social divide and barrier between the men and the women, that they don't feel like they're together. They don't feel this sezamenkeit. They don't feel like there's a camaraderie there. They feel separate, but being socially distanced through a wall, even though they can still see over the wall, they can see the faces and the heads. But still, since they're divided by this physical barrier, that itself makes people feel like they're not together. And since they don't feel like they're together, and they don't feel this yichud and the shaykh sa'adadi and being connected with the people on the other side, that itself will prevent and ward off any kalas reish and will detract from people having sicha and conversations and or any physical contact with the people on the other side of the mechitza. Now, what are the measurements exactly? So Moshe says it's two shittas in the Gemara. What's the shear of to the shoulders? So it's learned out from the Gemara where it talks about how tall the Levim were in terms of when they carried the Kerashim and they transported the Mishkan. So Taisus understands that the shear of a person to the shoulders is about 3 amos, which is about 18 tefachim. And the Rishbam learns that it's 17 tefachim. The Rishbam is a very shear. It's not a pashut. So the Pashas we go to Kalacha like Tosfos, that it's 18 Tvachim. But the Moshe says that since in a different Shuva, in a different place, he says that you could go like the Rashbam of the Shir of 17 Tvachim, because nowadays it's Niskat Nukoyma Sanoshim. People are shorter now. Therefore, we could go with the shorter Shir of 17 Tvachim, which is really the modern Shir of Tosfos, since people got shorter. So we could go with the Shir of 17 Tvachim, which is approximately 60 inches. Now, let's say you have a shul that the Ezes Nashim is elevated somewhat. You have a few steps going up to the Ezes Nashim. So would you be able to have a shorter mechitza? So Moshe says definitely not. It's not enough. You cannot have just 60 inches from the side of the men. Rather, it should be at least about 4.5 feet from the tzad of the Nashim, 5.5 feet from the tzad of the men. And he says, it could be any of the Esavar, but it could be even from the men, you could just have 5 feet, and from the women, you could have 4.5. And that would be enough when the Ezes Nashim is a little elevated. I once heard a while back that in the shul that Reb Lazer Silver had in Cincinnati, that he was Yerush from his father, that had a mechitza of 36 inches. It sounded a little weird to me. I did some research, and I found that it was taka fake news. The Ezes Nashim there was elevated from the men, like 4 or 5 steps. And then they had then started the mechitza. Could be it was maybe 36 inches. The shul there was mostly probably non-Shomer Shabbos people during that tekufa, during the pre-war years or right after. And afterwards, they actually added on to the mechitza to fulfill the shir. Now, if let's say the mechitza has holes in it, would that be okay? So it depends how big the holes are. If the holes there are not so large and it's still a mechitza that could be minyan from Kalas Reish, then it would be okay. This shear of Yichas of 18 Tvachim or 60 inches is the shear mikr, the dina. However, the chatchila, the Yerei Shemayim having a shul, the mechitza that goes all the way up, that even covers past the heads even, because especially when sometimes the nashim not lavish by tznius. Therefore, if you have a mechitza that goes all the way up the height of people, then that would take care of all issues. And definitely, if there's a shul that doesn't have a mechitza that is 18 that has 60 inches or 17 tefachim, since it's a din d'oraisa, it's a big inyan that a person has to be meicha and do whatever they could do to ensure that there's a proper mechitza. You have to make the machal in the proper way, but definitely it's something that's it's on the list of things to make a machal for. Now, the shalas tshuvas the b'yoyel, the Satmar Rebbe comes out very stark in Sir Moshe. He argues our emotion. He says that the mechitza in Beis HaKnesses, with the gzisteris at the mini Beis HaMikdash, was not for Kalas Reish. Rather, it was for to be minei histaklus, that people shouldn't be looking at the nashim. And he says, even according to our emotion, that holds that the svar is to be minei Kalas Reish, even if the mechitza goes up to the shoulders, that's not going to be minei Kalas Reish, because the ikur Kalas Reish would be coming from the tzuris of the faces and from the heads, because people communicate with their faces, their facial expressions with their mouths. So therefore, if the mechitza is not going past the shoulders and it's not covering up the heads, so that's the ikar part where the sicha and the camaraderie people have come from. So therefore, it's not going to be a mekalas reish. It doesn't fulfill the purpose. So zichr, if it were even coming for a kalas reish, you would have to have a mechitza going up to cover the reish. And also this other raya, they say in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't because of this other raya. They say it's not because of kalas reish, rather because of stakles. Because had there been a problem, there would not have been a problem of kalas reish in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's mus b'she'evus, because in the Beis HaMikdash we had anshim gedolim, we had chasidim, v'anshim ma'isa, and Zichr, they're competent of creating a strong varatznius and ensuring that there's no kalas reish between the anashim and the anashim, and they wouldn't have had to build balconies just for them being there and doing whatever they could do, putting the right people in charge, ensuring that there shouldn't be any kalas reish. That would have been manea any issues in the Beis HaMikdash, and they wouldn't have had to build these balconies. The fact that they needed to go as far as building these balconies, it must be that was to be manea histaklus to stop any re'iyah. And if they built these balconies, he holds that they for sure were built in a way that they had a wall going around it or some type of curtains in order to ensure that nobody could see up. And he says that must have been the reason why they had to build these kazisteres in the Beis HaMikdash. The Maisa, the Shtikl Doichak and Lashon, like Gemara, the Gemara does say Kalas Roish, it doesn't say Stakulus, so it's more Mashon like a Moshe. The Rebbe is being machlik the Gemara that when it says Kalas Roish, it means to say that Histaklus, that's maybe they Kalas Roish, and that's why they had to have the Gezisteris, but that's Zikr, not the Pashtus of the Gemara. Like we said, in having a Mechitza, not besides being there for it to be Minei Kalas Roish, there's another reason why we need a Mechitza, in case there's notion that are not lavish by fitznias, and if they're not lavish by fitznias, and certain places are exposed that are erva, that we can't say krishma and tefillah connectum, therefore that would also be a siba, a reason why we'd have to have a mechitza and a beis hakneses. A nafkamina between these two timing would be if you have a mechitza made of zchuchis, made of glass. If you have a glass mechitza, or Moshe holds that is maspik, that's enough to be minei kalas roish, but it's going to be a problem if there's erva, if there's people that are not dressed properly. Erva b'ashash is aser. If you see erva through a glass, it's still a problem of saying kriyas shema tefillah. And therefore, if there's a problem with people that are not dressed properly in shul, you would have to have an opaque mechitza. It would not be able to be glass. Le'inyan, if you have mechitza, let's say, going, let's say, to the shoulders, but it doesn't cover the heads, and they're nashim and shul that they have their hair that's not covered. So would that be a problem? So Rav Moshe says, b'shas atchak, you can rely on the Rif and the Rambam, who hold that Sar and Isha is not erva for Kriyas Shema and Tefillah, and you can be same on them. And even the Rishonim that are machmer and hold that it could potentially be erva, He brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says a chiddush that when it comes to Kriyas Shema and Tefillah, erva is tali in things that are darche lechasis. So unfortunately, by the Bessina Rabban, there are many noshim that don't cover their hair, and it became a matzav of sometimes not being something that's darche lechasis. So therefore, it won't be considered an erva that nowadays the gabi Kriyas Shema and Tefillah. Now this is a shvara kula, and he says you shouldn't when you should only be saying the b'shas atchak. So a yirei shemayim should ensure to turn away from the isha who doesn't have her hair covered b'shas when he says davar shebekdusha, and if you can't do that, at least you should close his eyes, because you can't be saying on this kula, because it's not b'shas atchak if you have these other options of turning away or closing your eyes, and therefore you shouldn't be saying. It's not a shas atchak to be samech the Aruch HaShulchan in such a situation. And so also if there's a balcony and the balcony doesn't have the balcony doesn't need to have a mechitza of 18 tefachim, because the balcony itself is considered a mechitza. So if there are nashim that come to a certain shul that they're not dressed properly, and besides they hear other places are uncovered, that would be a problem of saying the davar shebekdusha in front of them. Therefore, in such a shul, they should add on to mechitza. They should put up curtains to ensure that nobody's saying davar shebekdusha connect them opposite them. Now the pashtus is the mechitza in the shul is der raisa. There's a pasuk that says mekdash etiro. And some want to say, you could say, I mean, a fact fake, that maybe it's only in the mikdash itself, it was deraisa. But some that's not the mikdash, the makom say that maybe it wouldn't be deraisa, it would be merely the rabbanon. And because in the mikdash, mikdash etiro, if you're in a matzav of kalas roish, that's not considered a matzav of yiron. But in most of them, in the pashtus, is really in a shul achar, it would be deraisa. Especially when we have the Ran and Megillah that says that when you say Dvarim Shebekdusha, Taira and Tefillah, that's what generates the Kedusha Space Aknesses. So therefore, since in a shul we're constantly saying Dvarim Shebekdusha, it would require us to have a Mechitza in order to daven properly. And Moshe's night to say Lamaisa that any Makom Kibbutz, not necessarily when it in a place of davening, any makim that we're coming to make a public gathering together, it would require a mechitza. It would require a mechitza in order that they shouldn't come to Kalas Roish. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, where they had the balconies to separate, and it was a makim kibbutz to separate from the nashim and the nashim to to ward off any kalas reish. Now, Reb Aaron in Shalosh Shubas Mishnah Baran, he adds that even if theoretically what you would want to say that mechitza is not midiraisa, but still, since throughout the generations we had a mechitza in shul, so it would be an inyan of al titish teres imecha. There would be a lav midivre kabbalah to deviate from the sira of changing the tzura that we had in every bath bet kinsias throughout the generations. And anybody who comes to change the tzura we had in a shul is being over this lav of al titish teres imecha, a lav midivre kabbalah. It's a lav midivre kabbalah. It's learned that from Navi.
It's deraisa.
The Rambam Yishol is the Raisa. In a place that's not considered, it's not a place for gathering, it's not a Mokum Kibbutz. Over there, it would be mutter to be mispal, even though there's men and women in the same place. The Rai is from Chana, when she came to Eli HaKoyin, and they were in the presence of each other, and Eli saw Chana davening, Chana was davening. So you see, Chana was davening, even though it was a place where there were men around. So you see that even a place that's not is not a Mokum Kibbutz, there, there's no Chiv Mechitza, and it will be even Mutter Mispal there back Rai, without a Mechitza. What?
How do you know it was a Rai?
She was there davening back Rai. It wasn't the place that was created. She wasn't davening a place that was set for davening. How do I know? How does Moshe? Moshe says it's Raya. So I don't know. He if I'll be holding the Pasuk Navi, I would be able to maybe point out to you where she was standing, but I'm just relying on Moshe that it was not a Makam, it was a Makam Akrai.
In the Kaisel Plaza, it's Mutter.
That's a Bisa Knesset, not a Sana Shail B'chal. It's Pasha. In a Beis Avol, Rav Moshe says that a Beis Avol is considered a Makam Kibbutz Lakol. It's a place that we have. There's an open door for everybody to come in. They want people to come, and it's considered a Makam Kibbutz. And therefore, in a Beis Avol, there will be a Chiv Mikad Dadina to have a Mechitza. Therefore, they should tell the Nashim to go out, but Makam when they start davening. Now, if they ask them to leave and don't want to leave, Rav Moshe says that they're there by Ifan Akrai, and then it would be Mutter to daven even though they're still present. In Chelak Ches of Igus Moshe, there's a legend tshuva where Moshe says that the tzarech kiruv chaykim, and b'makim when the people want to come for Ashpa Taira and Yana Kedusha, they wouldn't come if there would be a mechitza in the room. So there Moshe says he's mekel that you don't have to have a mechitza. Now I'm not sure if Moshe ever said this, but this is what brought down in the tshuva there. Shaila, if you have, let's say, one isha that comes to a shul, it used to be that Nashim used to come to say Kaddish, or sometimes Nashim come to a shul to collect money. Would it be mutter to come to the shul where there's no mechitza, or into the men's section? It would be mutter for them to be present there. So over there, Moshe also says that that's considered akrai, and therefore they're allowed to come in and collect money, even though there's no mechitza where they're standing. But in a situation, if somebody comes, but with the kviyas, then that would present a problem. To Misayim, Mishnah Baran discusses a people presented a shaila and some shuls that they wanted to do away with the mechitza. They wanted to know if they're able to do that. This is chas v'shalom. If during the zman of Bisa Mikdash, when they were on such a high level of spirituality, and it was surely a matzav of that they were noyig very strongly in Mikdashi Tiro, they witnessed every day 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're around the Noshim Gedolim in Hashem Maisa, and still it came to a matzav that they saw that there was a srashlis in Kalas Roish, and they saw that it necessitated to build these balconies and separate between the Noshim and the Noshim and make mechitz between them. So Kal V'Chaymer, V'Kal V'Chaymer, now that we're just gotten out of diaries and we're on such a lower level, for sure it's necessary for us to have a fam mechitza. And anybody who wants to change the tzur of a shul and make taruvis a beis hakneses, they're showing themselves that they're trying to megashim tefila and make it into just a mundane matter, and they're trying to make the tefila just like any other hanois of their daily life. And chas v'shalom, to make any changes to cater to their to their skewed way of thinking and trying to make tefillah just another hanah b'olam hazeh. Shkoyach.